Hello and welcome. I am Adrienne Mayfield, just in case you have no idea who I am. I'm author of four books, Connecting with the Burning Bush, which teaches you how to take the painful experiences of your life and turn them into your purpose. I'm tired of the church losing religion to God, which teaches you that having a relationship with God is about fellowship and knowing Him, not about rules and regulations. Who's following you? Lessons, strategies to transform and grow your influence. That book teaches you that legacy is what you should be searching for. Not followers, not likes, but how will you leave your footprint in the earth long after you're gone? It's all about legacy. And the last book I wrote last year is called You're Too Full to Be Empty. It's a devotional for women. I tell stories of 20 women. I have study questions. That's the real treat. I have study questions at the end of each chapter. It's great for a small group. It's great for you and your best friend, your auntie, your grandma, your coworker, just to kind of deep dive into some issues that you may not be used to talking about. And I also have courses on my website. My website is going down across the ticker. I have their triage courses, which we know triage in the emergency room is like an emergency type situation, very serious state or condition. There's one on healing the orphan spirit, healing from church hurt, healing from family dysfunction, healing from grief, and divorce does not equal damaged goods. So those are the courses. All that's on my website, adriennemayfield.com. If you're watching from YouTube, make sure you subscribe and click that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. And I also have a podcast, which is called Beauty for Ashes. I'd love to have you on as a guest because I honestly have not done any content lately because I'm tired of talking to myself. So those are the resources that I have to offer you. I'm going to go ahead and remove the website now. So hopefully you got a screenshot of it or you were able to click on it. I'm going to hide it because what I have for you today is I was speaking with one of my friends the other night and we were talking about marriage and getting married and who's going to get married and whether or not people are ready to be married. And then God just began to deliver this really, really powerful word. Unfortunately, neither of us recorded it. So I went back to him and said, hey, I think that's really like I'm telling him, right? That's really good. And so I want to share it with other people. And so I sat down and began to type, and he gave me most of what he gave me the other night with some added to it. And so I want to share it with those of you who are single, those of you who are strong, or you think you're strong, or you feel like you have to be strong, or you've always been strong, or they told you that you need to be strong. Whatever the case may be, if you desire to kind of get some answers from God about how he feels about that, and you might just be tired. Like, I'm tired of being strong. I'm tired of trying to run the show. I'm just tired. Like, if someone Calgon take me away, right? So let's jump in. I'm just going to share the word that he gave to me as he gave it to me, and that is what I want to share with you guys now. A word from God for strong single women. Who told you that you have to be strong? Most of what you call strength, I actually call a mask, created to cope and deal with the pressures and demands of life. I never told you to cast all your cares on yourself. I instructed you to cast all your cares on me. Some who desire to be wise are not actually ready. You're too hardened from your journey. You have up so many walls, your heart looks like Alcatraz. This fortress you built to protect yourself is so strong, even I can't get in. If only you would open up and let me in. If only you would let me be the father I've always wanted to be for you. I never desired for you to try to fight all your battles. I never asked you to put me in this tug of war with you for control of your life. Actually, your relationship with me is supposed to prepare you for the son I have for you. With me, you are supposed to learn that you don't have to lead. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to take care of everything. Because of my great love for you should know that you can trust me. And as you give everything to me, you'll begin to soften. And I can tear down the layers of pain, disappointment, and shame. But you won't let me in. You won't let anyone in. The few times you allowed someone in, you were so ravaged by your story that your ability to choose was compromised. You chose wrongly and paid greatly as a result. If you would let your end of this tug of war go and stop tugging against my will for you, you would not think you have to be strong anymore. You would learn to rest in my love. Finally, you could breathe, relax, and stop trying to control everything. Then, as I heal you, you'll no longer fear love, commitment, or the strength of a man. Your relationship with me is preparation for a love your heart can only imagine. But first, we have some very necessary business to address. Let me in, daughter. I want to heal you. Allow me to be your confidence and strength. I am not your earthly father. I am not your failed relationships. I am God, and I am your father. If you let me in, I will heal you completely.